out more great shows at fried48.com.
I should have recorded you just being like, and I should use that as like the end of the show.
Heavy
play that
sigh.
Stinger and then just Daniel sighing at the end.
Heavy sigh. Or you can just wait until August 15th when this after show posts and you can take it from there.
Actually, I do have a recording of this because I'm recording the stream,
Oh, should we say goodnight to YouTube? Goodnight,
we
YouTube.
We should. I was looking for that browser window. Yeah. I've lost a browser window.
Goodnight, YouTube. If you want to continue to listen to us, head over to pride48.com, and there's a chat button there that'll take you to our Discord server where you were chatting. And you can also hear the audio over there. And you can hear audio on Pride 48. Or are we off of YouTube? Oh,
not yet.
Oh, okay.
You're still talking.
Yeah, I was trying to tell him. He said, go to pride48.com. You can listen to audio there, or you can go to chat. But if you go to the chat, you can also listen to the audio there. Anyway, does that make sense? Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye now. We are now off, and I'm also going to stop recording.
I just love looking there. Down all of the live recordings. It's just like copyright, 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 copyright.
It's like. What are we playing? Is one of our bumpers like a copyrighted thing or something? Is it the contact theme?
Let's see. Let's go next. Last week's anthem.
It's not like we play.
Anthem of a Quirky Hipster. Play segment. Hold on. This is what it thinks is content. It's taking a very long time. Content found during one. Oh, it's our theme song. Yeah, the 236. Yeah, it's our theme song. Our theme song, which we paid for.
Yeah.
So we have the rights and we're on the right channel. This is the YouTube channel that we associated the rights to.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't looked in a long time, but I
well, it's on, Epidemic
was,
Sound. There yeah. should be a thing that you've assigned and it's this YouTube channel. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're no longer doing YouTube. We live stream on YouTube and it's fine. We're not doing the other thing. I have to tinkle.
Okay.
I'll be back.
I'm just going to log in and see if I can find this epidemic, this, I want a sound effect saved. Nope. Music. Oh, they have a fancier. Interface than I remember. Account. Was it Epidemic Sound? I guess it was. Safe list, profile. I don't see it. But I did purchase. Saved. Nope. I don't know. I don't know where it is. I figured they'd have you purchased this thing on this date. This is how long you can use it. I think it was forever or as long as you, I think it's forever. Who knows? Copyright. Schmoppy right. The Greg Brady line he shared with Marcia, something suddenly came up. The Greg Brady line he shared with Marcia. I don't get that reference, although I know who Greg Brady and Marcia are. And I got a better offer? For what? Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't understand people who, who are not, don't think about somebody else's time. Like they're, you know, they show up late, super late, or they're, you know, they're not, or people who like you have like a dinner party or something like that. And they're just like, they show up whatever time they want, and you're halfway through dinner or something, or like whatever. I just was reading a few comments in the chat room, and so I started it again.
Adam, I know you're a fan of quizzes.
Yes.
And I know that you're also a fan of sitcoms.
I am.
This is titled This Random
it's
Trivia.
It's going to be some obscure things
this
that I haven't watched,
random
probably.
Trivia test is all about TV sitcoms, and I bet you won't be able to score higher than 5 out of 10. By the way, I'm sure that you're going to score better than 5 out of 10. Okay, are you ready? Here's question.
I say that so you'll take it.
Here's question number one. In Modern Family, who does Haley end up with? It's multiple choice, by the way. It's multiple choice. Andy, Arvin, Will, or Dylan?
I didn't watch that show. Dylan. I don't even know who what the characters' names are. So.
Oh, shit. That was very loud. Dylan is correct.
I shouldn't have admitted that then. Now that I got, I knew that. I totally knew that.
In Friends, what's the name of Ross's second wife? Is it Carol, Emily, Christina, or Ella?
I think it's Carol.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Lamont Cranston in the chat room had it correct. It was Emily. Emily. Yeah.
Okay.
Full House. Are you a Full House fan?
I did watch Full House.
What's the name of the Tanner family's dog? Biscuit, Pluto, Max, or Comet?
Ooh. I want to say Pluto.
Oh my God. Lamont, Comet. Lamont Cranston in the chat room had it. In The Office, did you watch The Office?
No.
I didn't either. Which city do Michael and Holly move to? Denver, Newark, Boulder, or Nashville?
Well, I have no clue, but I'm just going to say Boulder.
You're going to say Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Boulder is
I think that's my second one that I have correct.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. It's keeping track. It's right. I'll give you your score at the end. And in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which season does Jake propose to Amy? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
4.
Oh, so close. So close, Adam. It was season 5. I've never watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I haven't either.
Is that that's the Adam Sandberg one?
I don't know.
In Parks and Recreation. No, you didn't watch Parks and Recreation? What kind of monster.
But go ahead.
I've
been doing good on the ones that I haven't watched. So,
what's Leslie's favorite breakfast food? Is it pancakes, bacon, waffles, or French toast?
Pancakes. Or bacon.
It's waffles, Adam. Everyone knows that Leslie Knope loves waffles.
Waffle sounds really good right now.
What college do the characters go to in the show Community? Is it Greendale Community College, Haverbrook Community College, West Colorado Community College, or Glenwood Community College?
Haverbrook
Community College. I'm so sorry, Adam. It was Greendale Community College.
I mean, that was my second choice.
How I Met Your Mother?
These are modern sitcoms. Yeah. So the sitcoms that I watched were like Donna Reed, black. All right,
well,
and white,
it's fine. I mean, just stop making excuses.
Keep going.
I Met Your Mother. What degree did Ted graduate with? Like, this is easy. This is easy. Architecture.
Oh, I have watched How I Met Your
design,
Mother.
Design, engineering, or marketing?
Architecture.
That is correct. Ted was an architect.
We did watch a few seasons of that. So
this one is so easy. You should. Never take another quiz if you get it wrong. In Seinfeld. No, that was...
No, that's Night Court, yeah. But it's... Whatever.
What's the name of the holiday that Frank Costanza invents? Is it...
Oh, it's Festivus, isn't it?
It is. It's Festivus, yes. Okay. I didn't click it. There we go. And finally... In The Good Place, what food does the gang first see when they meet the judge? Is it a plate of nachos, a taco, a quesadilla, or a burrito?
I don't remember. I mean, we watched The Good Place, but I'm not looking in the chat room because they're probably giving the answer.
Kathy Marshall said plate of shrimp, again? And that was not one of the choices. A plate of nachos, a taco, a quesadilla, a burrito. By the way, this would be one of the final episodes, right? When in Maya Rudolph was the judge. So what food does the gang first see when they meet the judge, Maya Rudolph? Was it a plate of nachos, a taco, a quesadilla, or a burrito?
I don't know. I'm just going to say a plate of nachos.
That is incorrect, Adam. That is, it was a burrito. It was a burrito. It was a Chipotle burrito at that. Yeah, it was a burrito. Oh, Adam, 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10.
I'm not a modern, although a few of those I did watch, but. Also, my memory's not that good. I'm good at theme songs.
You're okay. You're good at theme songs.
Yeah, for like 80s, 70s, 60s TV shows kind of thing. Well, I say that and then I'll suck. But I feel like I think I would be good.
Let's see.
A theme song. Friends.
Okay. It's got, okay, so you're correct.
Yeah, that's Friends.
It's giving you the answer. It's like, I think then they're going to play. Okay, here you go.
That's Game of Thrones.
It is Game of Thrones. I wish I could skip ahead. It's Game of Thrones. All right, here we go. Next one. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, X-Files.
This is too easy. This is so easy. It's so easy.
I have the box set of X-Files in my closet. Seasons like 1 through 7. Oh, I don't know this one.
Scrubs, Adam. Scrubs.
Don't.
It's such a good show.
I also don't know that one.
Sherlock, Adam.
I watch so much TV, Dan. It's like, oh, that's the Stranger Things.
Let's see. Yes, indeed, that is Stranger Things. I did. I agreed with you on that one. All right, so let's see.
That's How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother, yes. Yes, it is How I Met Your Mother. All right.
Doctor Who.
That was not Doctor Who. The Walking Dead.
Oh, we used to watch that, but that's not very memorable.
Okay, here we go. The swoosh was not part of it. The Office.
Yeah, I didn't watch The Office, so.
I didn't either. Oh, this is easy.
Oh, The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. All right, so.
I did watch that.
Yeah. Did you watch Young Sheldon?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Here we go.
Oh, I feel like this is... Oh, I feel like this is Breaking Bad, maybe.
It is. It's Breaking Bad.
Oh, this is the Addams Family, speaking of...
it is. It's the Addams Family.
He's creepy. I don't remember what they said, but...
There, you can find the lyrics online that is ooky and it's kooky.
So creepy.
Oh, True Detective?
No.
I don't know that one. Here we go.
Oh, I don't know this one either.
It's Dexter, I think. Yeah, this is Dexter. Yeah.
Modern TV shows don't have as memorable a...
This is Peaky Blinders.
Oh, I did not watch that.
I never watched that one either. All right, here we go.
Oh. Oh, was that like one of the Stargates or something like that?
No, it's Prison Break.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. What were you going to say? There's like 50 of these, so we're at number 17.
Going.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little disappointed in myself, to be honest. I feel like I've missed too many. I don't know that one either.
Let's see. If I stay with you, if I'm Money Heist?
I've never even heard of that.
I've never heard of it either.
What are these shows they're picking?
It says this
Friday
is easy.
Night Lights.
It says this is easy. House.
No.
House MD.
I didn't watch House either.
Mm-hmm. All right, next. It says it's easy. Soy el fuego
que arde tu piel. Is this Acapulco? It can't be if it's easy. Soy
el fuego Narcos.
Oh, no. It's only easy if you've watched it.
It says this is easy also.
I don't know.
I have no idea either.
Where are they?
Vikings?
I've not watched Vikings.
Vikings. You should know this one.
Is this Bridgerton?
No, but it's a show you've talked about before.
It's The Crown?
No. Oh, this is Westworld. Never mind. I thought it was Medium. I thought it was Medium because the difficulty level was Medium. And I thought it was the show, Medium.
I want some shows that are... These are
I can't
not
control
shows
that.
With recognizable things.
I can't control that. Here we go. You should know this.
I don't.
It's The Sopranos. The Sopranos.
I've never seen that show. Can you keep it where this one you say? Better lock it in. Oh, that one sounds familiar. Tell what I
said. Pretty Little Liars. Can't keep a
secret, it's one. Mark used to watch that. Okay. I did not. Enya? Did any of
Dark? It's a Netflix original.
Is that the one that's in German only?
Nothing?
Wow.
That was Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy.
Now I do. They played a weird part of the song.
All right, that was half. End, that was half. That was 25. Do you want to keep going?
Well, yeah, we can keep going. Although these are
you've only gotten like one of the last out of 17. 10. Yeah. That was Grey's Anatomy. That's Grey's Anatomy. All right, here we go. Oh, I know this one. I just don't know. Yeah. Lucifer.
Oh.
No. Oh, come on.
This is AbFab?
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, Orange is the New Black.
I have no idea.
It sounds like AI created it, though.
Oh, The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, we watched that. But maybe we never watched the thing. Oh, this is American Horror Story.
Let's see. It is American. Yeah, it is American Horror Story.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Oh, that's Doctor Who.
That's Doctor Who, exactly. Yeah. Have you been watching the new season?
No, I don't watch Doctor Who, but I know the theme song.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky little boxes on...
Anyone? That's Weeds. Yay, Lamont Granson. Good.
And they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
That's The Man Show, I want to say. Was that The Man Show? Ooh. Two and a Half Men.
Oh, is this The Expanse?
No, The 100.
Oh, the 100. Okay. I knew that. Oh, Bones.
This is Bones?
Yeah.
This is hard, it says. Look at you, getting a hard one. Yeah, it was Bones. Exactly. You know what? I feel like... hold on. Any idea?
Oh, I don't know this one.
I have no idea what this one is. Before we find out what that one is, Lamont Cranston in the chat room said that Weeds was so good, but really jumped a shark and ran about three seasons too long. You know who Kinji Johan is, right? She's the one that did Weeds.
Is she cousins to Lindsay Lohan?
Kinji...
Lopez Alt.
All right, Weeds. She also created...
Joe Batance lived in her guest house? What?
Jinji Kohan. Oh my God, I'm so annoyed with myself. Jinji Kohan is her name. And she's like that. All of her shows are like that, right? It's like Weeds was really good for about three seasons and then it kind of jumped the shark and got weird. Orange is the New Black was great for a couple of seasons and then it kind of jumped the shark and went too long. And there's a show right now that she is, that's out, that's hers, that I was just like, they're going to do the same thing with this. It's like they're going to run it one too many seasons. Weeds.
Maybe she gets bored.
Orange is the New Black. There's a new Jinji Kohan show. And I don't know I was just listening to this on Chord Killers the other day, and I can't remember what it is, what the show is. Let me look at her Wikipedia.
I think I stopped watching it at some point, Lamont. I don't think I did two or three. How many seasons were there? We gave up after a while. I don't remember exactly which season we gave up, but we did not finish. I know that we didn't finish.
Yeah, there's a new show that she's like a co-writer on that I feel is the same way. It's really good. It's a really good show, but it's within its first couple of seasons. And it's like she does that.
Maybe yeah, maybe after the riot. Maybe we also dropped after the riot, Lamont.
So I just rewatched Foundation. So good. Oh my God. Foundation. So good. But I just rewatched both seasons of Foundation. And then, because I saw that Severance season 3 is coming out sometime this year, possibly, I rewatched Severance. I forgot how good of a show that was. That was, it was really good.
Wait. Season 2 is coming out, or came out this year, or is coming out this year. Season 3.
Okay, season 2 then.
You said season 3.
Oh, excuse me.
Season 2 is coming out. They haven't had a season 2 yet. So you rewatch season 1.
I rewatched seasons 1 and 2 of Foundation. But the new season 3 of Foundation is not coming out until next year. But I did rewatch season 1 of Foundation. I mean, of Severance. And I'm now ready for season 2 there. I'm considering maybe rewatching Silo. Because season 2 of It is coming out this year. And
we're watching Apple TV thing with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh yeah, I read bad reviews about that, so that's why I haven't been watching it. Is it any good?
Well, I'm enjoying it, but you know,
yeah, I mean,
we
keep
don't
in mind, keep
like
in mind, this is well,
thing,
or, but keep
right?
in mind, this is not new. Like there was a Harrison
I know,
Ford,
there was
yeah,
a movie,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So Harrison Ford did a much better job,
right?
And
the, but I don't
to be a TV show.
Oh, my God, but I don't remember that. I'm just saying. What I've read, it was just like, you know, people are comparing it to the other one and they're saying it shouldn't have been made. But it's like, I'll probably watch it. I've liked most of the stuff on Apple TV. We're currently watching that Peter Capaldi one on Apple TV that I had missed when it came out. It's Innocent something. It's about, he's a detective and there's Luca. Remember Luca from The Good Wife and then later The Good Fight?
Yes.
She's in this. Did you know she's British?
We watched something with her in it, so we've yeah, probably seen it.
Let me find the name of it. It's called Criminal Record. It's a British, I mean, it's like, so she's, I didn't know she was British, but she's like British and Peter Capaldi is, and they both play detectives. She wants to investigate one of his things. He's trying to shut her down and he's like a corrupt cop and she's like
We haven't. I thought I saw something
it's
with
really
her
good.
In it recently.
It's really good.
But I don't remember what you're describing, so.
Yeah. Are you watching not. Dark Matter?
We are not.
Oh, so good. Dark Matter is so good. It's up
is
to,
it also Apple TV?
It's Apple TV Plus. It's on Wednesdays, so episode 9 will be coming out this Wednesday, and they're calling that the season finale. So the season finale...
What's it about? Is it sci-fi? Is it fantasy?
It's sci-fi.
Is it sci-fi?
It's sci-fi. Okay. It is... let me see what the... I'll read you the description of episode 1, because that's usually not a spoiler, right? Physics professor and family man Jason Dessen is abducted from everything he loves.
Okay.
No,
we're not. And we're looking for, I mean, you know,
Dark
we're
Matter.
Approaching.
Oh, Dark Matter.
We're approaching. We're in summer. Today is the first day of summer, right?
Yesterday was the summer solstice. I'm not sure.
That wasn't today. I thought that was today.
The summer solstice was on Thursday. Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, we're already one. We're not quite as long as yesterday.
That's true. Summer solstice today. June 20th, and I think that is the beginning of summer.
It is first day of summer.
Yeah. So the first full day of summer would be.
So we've started summer, and the network shows that we watch, they go away.
Yeah.
And so this is the time where we binge things.
I am enjoying Dark Matter. I think you would like it. Do you like multiverse stuff?
Sure.
Then you'll like Dark Matter. Is multiverse stuff. So it's he's abducted. This is all happening.
I did not like Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No. All right. So,
but
Dark Matter, and this doesn't give anything away. This all, you learn all of this within the first 5 minutes. The dude who's abducted is actually being abducted by himself from another universe. And because he's doing research into superposition stuff. Anyway, the point is that he's being abducted by himself and then taken to another universe and left to fend on his own. It's good. Well, I liked it a lot.
Once we get through Bridgerton.
What else have I been watching that I liked? Have you watched Severance? Did you watch Severance?
Yeah, we did.
I love Severance. It was really good. Criminal Record.
We don't usually rewatch stuff before.
I do, but because I find that I have such a bad memory that when I rewatch it, it's like it's a brand new show.
Usually they have a previously on.
I know, every single time that I've gone back and watched a show that I liked, I pick up on new things that I didn't know before. And I do the same thing with audiobooks. I'll reread some of my favorite audiobooks and I'll hear things that I did not hear the first time around.
That is what, so I want to get back into reading. Because I used to love to read. And when I fly and stuff like that, I like to read. And I like real books. And so I had this book. It's very thick. I like thick fantasy books. But I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and pay for the Audible as well, because I do a lot of walking and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when I started trying to read, I would just keep falling asleep when I tried to read the actual book.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then the problem I have, and I did, I read air quotes, that whole book on audiobook the past couple of weeks. I'm done. I'm now on the second one. Right. But it's a struggle because reading an actual book, I get sleepy with audiobooks.
What does it matter? You're consuming the material. It's like, it doesn't matter whether you read it or whether you hear it. It's like,
it doesn't, but I was going to get there. With audiobooks, my mind wanders when I'm listening to audiobooks.
Yeah.
And so I'll go 5 or 6, 10 minutes or whatever, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah. But you can always rewind.
Because I was thinking about whatever, who knows what.
So you can always rewind. I do that.
Yeah, I know, but it's a struggle. The struggle is real. The struggle is real. That's what I'm saying.
I do that all the time. I listen to audiobooks. I haven't taken a long trip in a while, but it's like, usually when I take long trips, I'll take an audiobook with me. I'm super excited because the new Bobaverse book is going to be coming out in September.
I did listen to some of those, and eventually I just got I was over it. I think maybe I listened to the first two or three. And then at that point, I was done with the story.
September 5th is the new book for the Bobaverse is coming out September 5th, which means I'm going to be flying to California. So that means I have something to read. I look forward. I'll be able to read that on the
That's the one where they like clone that one guy in a computer or something.
Bob. Yeah. Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I've listened to, I think I've listened to that whole series twice through. Yeah. So, I like that series a lot. Let me get back to the Trello. Is there something that I wanted to talk to you? I gave you the trivia quiz. I gave you the thing. I don't need to ask you about this. So let me just move that over there. There was a show called Ren Faire that I was talking about last week. It's on Max.
Yeah, you said no. I think that was brought up on another... Was it you? Somebody, I thought it was somebody on a podcast that I listened to that said it started out good. It was supposed to be a documentary and it started out good.
But it's not.
But then they of like jumped the shark halfway through the season or something.
And they go into some weird fantasy thing where you're like, this isn't a documentary. This is like scripted. This is like really crazy. It's all about the Renaissance Fair in Texas. The biggest rent affair in the country, and this guy that owns it, and he's a total douchebag, but he's courting people to buy out the Ren Faire, but then at the end he fucks them all over and he owns it himself. So it's just like, it's like nothing. He still owns the Ren Faire at the end of the series. It's nothing has changed. So don't waste your time. On
so Ren Faire season 2 is coming.
There's no season 2.
I'm getting another drink.
Okay. I'll wait here while you go get another drink. I wonder what kind of drink he's going to get. What do you think he's going to get? He's going around the corner, which is by the way, chat room. I don't think many of you are still here. But legendary podcasters filling in when Adam is gone. Who would you most like it to be? Let me know. What'd you get?
A drink?
No.
I also got a snack.
Yeah. No, but what kind of drink? What'd you get?
I got a Diet Mountain Dew.
Ooh, a Diet Mountain Dew. What kind of snack did you get?
So... when I flew United recently, they had this snack called, it's Undercover is the brand, and it's dark chocolate and sea salt chocolate quinoa crisp.
Oh, wow.
And I had it, and I really liked it, and they're fairly low calorie. And a lot of times at night, I want to sweet something. Mm-hmm. And I found them on Amazon.
Nice.
And I bought them. So.
You know what I bought today?
No.
I bought a foot bath.
A foot spa?
Yeah, it's got the bubbles and the little heater and the thing and everything, because it's like...
Are your feet in it right now?
No, it's sitting over there. I had my feet in it earlier. It's not on right now.
While we were recording?
No, like earlier tonight, like earlier when I got, it just arrived today. So I
we're doing a podcast. You have your feet.
No, I didn't have my feet in it during the podcast.
You have the area heater, the space heater.
I still do.
On the other side.
I do. Let me see if it's dropped into the 70s yet. No, it's still 81 outside. So, it's not time for the space heater. I really want those windows, Adam. I really want those windows so badly.
You're getting them, right?
No. Didn't we talk about this last week?
No, we did not.
Okay. So.
You said the last time we talked about it, you said you decided to get them.
Yeah. So here's what happened, right? When you, in order to buy this house, we bought it outright. Like we, you know, it was just going to be easier for us to buy this house and then sell the other house and then refactor the loan or whatever they call it. Recast the loan. No, we're not refinancing. We're just recasting it. So built into our mortgage is a recast clause that after 6 months, we can give them a big, huge lump payment of money and it won't It won't alter the rest of our, it doesn't change our interest rate. It doesn't change the length of our loan. All it does is just, you know, pay down that amount of principal. And so then what they do is they refigure out our monthly payment based off of that lump sum. Right.
Okay.
So which is what happens when you sell your house, right? Because we have money sitting in a savings account right now that's ready to go, like $61,000 or something that's ready to go to that mortgage. And that gets rid of our PMI and all that stuff. Anyway, so what was my point? Oh, so my point was, is because we had two mortgages for a couple of months while we bought this house and worked on selling that house, we were just putting a lot of stuff on credit cards and making minimum payments because we were having to make two mortgage payments. So then the house sold and we paid off our biggest credit cards. Like we paid off both of our big credit cards. And then the remaining money was going to go for the recast. But all that happened like relatively soon. And so it's not really reflecting on our credit yet because we're still showing really big credit card balances, although we've just paid them off, right? But that payoff hasn't been rescripted. So the financing for the windows, which is how we were going to do it, basically they were like, we'll finance you for $35,000, but no more. And I'm like, yeah, but it's a $50,000. Then they're like, no, 35. And I'm like, well, we just both paid off our biggest credit cards. Like, can we provide you proof of that? And you just rerun our credit. And he's like, no, the credit that we run at the first is the only thing that we'll accept. And so I was basically like, all right, fine. You know, it's like, and then they were 3 months behind. Like they wouldn't have been able to do our windows until October. So we were already going to have to go through the summer with these windows. So I was like, you know what? In September, we recast our loan. And as soon as we're done recasting our loan, we actually have that $61,000 as equity in our home. You know what I'm saying? Like we could actually just do a home equity line of credit and pay for them then. Like, so... So we basically just canceled the contract and our salesman was like, well, you know, your percentage, you know, this deal stays active. So if you come back to us within a year, we can pick it back up. So at the same numbers. So that's pretty much what we're going to do. We're just going to. So I'm sad.
That must have happened after we recorded last Friday.
No, it happened before, but we just had so much because it was 2 weeks. So we had so much stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff in last week's show, and I just never...
No, you mentioned the windows in one of our recent shows that you were getting them.
Yeah, but that was before we took a week off. That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. So maybe you didn't mention it at all last week.
I didn't. But, QCast. Yeah, QCast. Wow. Let's see. Oh, I forgot. I asked the chat room a question. And they were, they're answering. The question was, there's like, you know, as far as legendary podcasters to fill in, who are they hoping?
Wendy, Gary, and Donna Sugars.
All right. So no possible way. Oh, hold on. Let's take these one at a time. There's no possible way that Wendy would ever be after the racist, weird ass, crazy cult-like thing that she did on Pride 48 where it was just like, oh my God, get her off that stream. He's like, no, Wendy Cameron?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's crazy. She's gone off the deep end. Gary, I'm assuming you mean Gary Bearden? I don't think Gary Bearden can stay awake.
No,
long
Gary
enough.
Stiglitz. Gary Stiglitz Meyerson or whatever his name was.
Oh, and Donna. Oh, I get it. So have the old cast of Cocktails and Cream Puffs, but just without Joey.
No, if you want to do that, you need to have Matt and Mark.
Yeah, Kevin B. Kevin B. So it's so weird. Kevin B reached out to me once about 2 years ago and it was like, hey, you know, we follow each other on Facebook and everything. Is like, we really should get together and have dinner sometime. And I was like, and we chatted back and forth, like, and we were trying to set up a date. And I was like, I'm good anytime in the next 2 weeks, you know, on, you know, we can make any night work in the next 2 weeks. And he never replied. And he, and then I've chatted with him again. He's never made reference to that. And he's like, so it's like something happened where, yeah, Kevin B and Michael are not, they're not interested in being social with us. So that was before we moved here. That was when we lived in Valrica. Westone, we had Westone on. You know what? You will be able to hear Westone's stint on the after show sometime in August. It's like,
so set your calendars.
Actually, I want to say it's like July 16th. Is that a real number?
We talked
July
about his bedroom 16th? Because every time I see him on video, I talk about his bedroom that behind him. I don't know why. It's not even his bedroom. It's a guest room.
I think it's actually July 19th. I think July 19th will be the Westone episode. Anyway, the I'm going through the list here. Westone. I don't know Kevin B. Okay. Early podcaster key. Okay, they're explaining that before my time. It was really weird. I wonder what he was on. Okay, here we go. Yeah, so I've caught up on that. No, it's not any of those people. It's not. And Auntie Scott is not here. So,
Auntie Scott is not here. I mean, he's not. Auntie Scott.
I know, but he's not. He's not in the chat room. He's not typing. He's not participating. But I mean, let's all. I mean, we all know that.
I mean, would you say yes if they got it right?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Oh. We all know that Auntie Scott is one of the two, right? We all know that. I mean, there's no way that I'm not.
I mean, I figured Archer.
Yeah, there's no way that I'm not going to have
Archer. John Ong
is not Archer. It is not John Ong. Although those are both good. Those are both good. Those are both good suggestions. Like if the person can't switch their date, because that's the holdup right now.
Rodan is who I said during the show.
No, it's not. It's not Rodan.
Okay. Big Fatty, Larry Dean.
It is not Larry Dean.
Larry Vader.
It is not Larry Vader. You said something that I did not contradict, and you're just moving on, right?
Big Fatty.
It is Big Fatty.
Okay. What's he confirming? His Metamucil is the night before?
No. Like, all right. What? So Auntie Scott said, I'm good either night. I said, hey, can you do this? He was my first choice. I was like, can you do this on either this date or this date? And he was like, oh, I can do either one. So then I went and asked Fatty, can you do the other date? And he was like, yes. But then Auntie Scott said, oh, wait, actually the other date works better for me. So now I have to go back and see if Fatty will do the fifth.
Oh, he needed
But I don't know. I don't know if he can or not. So if he can't, I don't want to announce that it's going to be Fatty.
What is that has Auntie Scott changed his profile photo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what is that? It's Howie. Dog. It's Howard.
I don't know which one is which. So
I think that's Howard.
Yeah. It's one of the children.
It's one of the children. Yeah. Oh, you've had the same. He's had the same picture for ages, Adam. Ages.
Looking at it from not far away, but very small, it kind of looks like the Vera Charles face. I mean, it's so small. It looks like that could be a Vera Charles face.
Have you looked at my profile, Adam? Have you clicked on my profile? Do you see how pretty it is?
I've seen yours. Like, you talked about that. I know. You did it with AI.
I know. I'm also... I'm Discord Nitro, so mine has the shaking headphones on it. Ooh.
Ooh. I'm impressed.
You should be.
I'm super, I mean.
Hello, TV.
I don't have shaking headphones on my head.
You don't. You have to pay $100 a year for that.
You know, Daniel, you'll hear this on Geeky Gay if you haven't already heard it, but it is National Peaches and Cream Day.
I have. Yeah, I have.
And I want to know, what is peaches and cream?
Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, okay. I don't think I've ever had peaches and cream. And what I'm wondering is it literally just peaches in a bowl of like heavy cream?
It is.
Or is it peaches in like whipped cream? Or is it peaches in like ice cream? Because all of those are creams.
Yeah. So it is peaches and heavy cream. But, when you do peaches soup. And cream. No, like heavy cream, like clotted cream, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like a whipped cream almost.
Clotted cream is like a thick.
Yeah. It's
like,
all right. Well, you know what? We have the internet. Let's
I'm
find
looking
out.
Right here.
What?
It's a simple, traditional, and delicious summertime dessert. Almost any seasonal fruit goes well with chilled cream.
Yeah.
It just says chilled cream.
But it's like heavy cream, but you kind of whip it a little bit. So it kind of starts to be like a whipped cream. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can take heavy whipping cream and whip it and it will become whipped cream. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I am aware.
But you don't have to like get to the stiff peak. You can go to a slightly less than stiff peaks. Anyway, my point is, it's just cream. It's like heavy cream and peaches.
I think an easier thing to do would be just buy a can of Ready Whip.
Well, they didn't have that.
Put some peaches like in a bowl.
When peaches and cream became popular,
Ready Whip,
they didn't have pre-made whipped cream. They didn't have that.
Cool Whip, even.
They didn't have that, Adam. They didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have, they didn't have electricity. Peaches and cream is a very old dessert. Like, it's older than Big Fatty.
They need some sort of pastry. I'm not a fan of dessert.
Cease to amaze me of all the caveats.
The rules.
The caveats to what Adam will eat.
I'll eat it.
It's just like,
but I'm saying it would be so much
I
better.
It won't eat if I can't have a sandwich without chips.
I'll eat it. I will eat them.
I can't
just
eat
just
a sandwich. I need
I'll
chips.
I'll eat them. I'll just complain. It's not the same. I would eat that. But I would rather eat it with cake.
Yeah, it's called a peach cobbler.
Like
it's called peach cobbler
like
with vanilla ice cream.
A crust of some sort.
Right,
or,
cobbler.
You know, I need
peach cobbler.
Even a cookie. Like, I need something with, like, flour in it.
I am
some sort of baked good.
I am so... There's all these bougie cookie places here. Do you guys have those in Arkansas?
I love cookies.
Yeah, but those bougie cookie places that make like these really big ass cookies.
Well, yeah, we have Insomnia. Is that the one?
Like Crumble.
Yeah.
Do you have Crumble?
Oh, we also have. Yeah, we also have Crumble as well.
Okay.
Yes.
So like here in because in theme park capital here we have a place called Gideon's Bakery there's lines.
Oh yeah, we went there.
There's like lines of like 2 hours to get into Gideon's.
We went there when I was in Florida.
No, we went to Summer House, didn't we? We went to the other bakery at Disney Springs,
Summer
House.
You talked about Gideon's.
Yes, we did point out Gideon's, but there's also a huge line getting into Gideon's, yeah.
I love cookies. I'm a big cookie person. We have been to both Crumble and Insomnia.
So we were after the drone show Thursday night, last night. We went to Summer House Bakery and, I don't remember what Rodan and Darwin got. I think they got, like Rice Krispie treats and, the lemon cookie, like a lemon glaze cookie and some other cookie. I don't know. Everyone got them to go. So no one ate them there. So I don't know. I think Zach got I don't even know what he's got. It's in the refrigerator. I could go look. Anyway, I'm not interested in looking. I'm like,
it's kind of like the other night when I was like, hey, we could swim later. And then when later arrived, I was like, I don't want to put my bathing suit.
No, my problem is, all right, if I go into the refrigerator and I pull out the cookie bag and I bring them in here, I start showing you the cookies.
You're going to eat it.
I may be tempted to take a bite. And he bought those specifically for tomorrow, for his cheat day. So it's like, I don't know if he's going to eat.
There would be fights would ensue.
So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
You took a bite out of the cookie that I can only have on my cheat day. What the fuck? What are you doing? Yeah. I didn't eat it. I put it in the refrigerator.
I mean, I can blame the cats, but.
No, I don't think they have the same dental pattern.
You really have watched way too many procedurals. It's like.
Bones, yeah. Yeah,
people do that.
Well, your mouth is much bigger than a cat's mouth.
Cheat day has started. It is true, but Zach's asleep. So he doesn't get to participate in cheat day right now.
Zach turns into a pumpkin at 9 o'clock. So there's...
Not even true. When we started the show, he wasn't even home. He was out at a bar.
Oh. Local gabar?
We don't have a gabar near us. And he was meeting some of that we've both met before, Mike. And Mike had a bad day and wanted to have drinks. But I was like, well, I've got a podcast, but Zach can go. So.
A medium rare cookie. TB says, as much as I love a medium rare cookie, I hate insomnia and especially crumble. I like both of them.
I never understand this.
Cookies.
This is just a friend. This isn't a open relationship thing. It's just one of those things.
You can't have friends. No friend. When you're in a relationship.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's like, yeah, that is a recent development. Like, so
going to a bar without you? What is this? I feel like this is Bridgerton or something. Like, the lady has to be, has to have a chaperone for the.
I mean, all right, come on. It's a straight bar, Andy Scott. It's like he's going to a bar to have a drink with a friend. It's like that's completely different than going to a gay bar to have a drink with a friend. It's just like, gay bars are
crazy. Andy Scott, I say everything that I say in absolute 100% complete and total love.
Here's the thing. I don't know that I understand it, Andy Scott, but I am navigating it. So it's kind of one of those things that, you have to, what I'm finding is that you have to communicate. You can't not communicate. Right. And it has to be, something that is talked about. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't just like go sleep with somebody.
I'm a fan of not communicating.
You can't personally. Just go sleep with somebody and then like say, oh, I slept with them. It's like, you have to like say, oh, so-and-so wanted to fuck. They invited me over. And is that okay? Do you mind?
So. See, this picture that I've got is definitely not just heavy cream.
Okay. No, I totally get it, Andy Scott. I feel like everyone kind of has to navigate it on their own because there are no, that's just it. There are no rules.
So this is...
You have to kind of make your own rules. And everyone's a little bit different. Every couple that has those kind of agreements, they're always just a little bit different. Yeah, that's so heavy cream.
That is not, look how it's kind of rounded, like it's puffed up or whatever.
Yeah. If you keep whipping it.
Well, it's whipped. So it's whipped cream. So that's whipped cream. That's not just, they didn't just pour heavy cream in a bowl and put peaches on it. They right. whip it up.
It's whipped, but it doesn't have to be like, oh my God. Thank you. Thank you, TV.
How many times are we going to slightly whipped. Say whipped?
Slightly whipped. Also, could I be, agree. I agree with styling. Kathy Marshall. That's probably Elmer's glue.
It definitely could be. For sure. For sure. Although, that does make me think what would be good is a peaches and cream panna cotta. So make panna cotta.
Yeah.
And put peaches on it.
I'm not a big peach fan. I like peach cobbler.
I really like peaches.
Because Dairy Queen's, that's their new shake that they just came out with, was the peach shake. I ran down for that Nutter Butter shake. The Nutter Butter shake that they had last month. That was like, if you took a Nutter Butter cookie. Oh my God, I love Nutter Butters. Have you ever had a Nutter Butter cookie?
That is such a grandpa cookie.
They're kind of like shaped like a peanut.
Yeah, I know. It's like a wafer with peanut butter.
With a peanut butter filling, Adam. It is peanut butter.
TB, we are not going to ban you. This is a Chick-fil-A supportive zone. Well, I am a Chick-fil-A supportive zone. The whole chat room is not. You are.
Hold on. I don't eat at Chick-fil-A because I think their food is gross. I'm all for you eating there. Yes.
Well, at least on this end of the microphone.
Yeah.
I cannot. The opinions of the hosts are not always the opinions of the chat room.
That's true.
I like the food. That sounds so derogatory.
Also, it's one of the they've already made changes. So it's
they
like,
have really good customer service.
But they've made changes. They donated to some gay groups for a while, and then they got heat from that. So now they just don't donate to either side.
Auntie Scott, I would like to say something. Auntie Scott, validating Chick-fil-A is like validating Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I am a gay Christian, and you have to like all of me because that's what I'm learning in therapy.
Why not take all of me?
So I'm both of those things. I'm not an atheist. Sorry.
I was just watching, now that you said all of me.
All of me.
Do you remember that movie with Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin, All of Me?
No, I don't.
That was such a good movie. I was watching this documentary on Steve Martin, the one that's
on. When you say Lily Tomlin, I think of that movie where she kept shrinking.
The Incredible Shrinking Woman?
Sure.
Yeah.
That one.
I was just watching this documentary on Steve Martin. It's on Apple TV Plus.
You know, he plays a banjo.
Very well, too. But did you know that, I never really thought about Steve Martin in this way. But as I'm watching these documentaries and I'm watching this unfold in front of me, like his history unfold in front of me. Like, he was the first rock star comedian. Like, he was the first comedian that played stadiums. Like, he was insanely popular as a stand-up comic in the 70s. Before he was 30. And he walked away from, like, he played like a sold-out theater, you know, a sold-out stadium show, like at the end of his tour that he did, whatever, last year that he did his tour in the 70s. He walked away from that tour and never did stay. He did not do stand-up again for another 40 years until just recently. He transitioned into making movies, like in being, you know, in movies, both writing and acting and stuff. And when you look at the films that Steve Martin has been in, it's like, oh my God, that's right. He was in that. Oh my God, he was in that. It is such a expansive career. And I've been there for almost the whole thing. Like, I remember as a kid reciting Steve Martin albums, like when he was doing stand-up, like, you know, like that was the, you know.
Sorry, I am listening to you.
But.
I promise.
But.
But I have to, the chat, the conversation that's going on in the chat room, I have to ask, Auntie Scott, is your middle name procrastination or denial? Because I didn't get, because both of those were mentioned. So I just want to clarify.
Did you not get the joke? That's my middle name too, but I thought I'd mention it later. See, procrastinate, like that. Did you not get the joke?
Nope. There needs to be a smiley face after it or something, so you know it's a joke. You need some kind of visual clue that it's a joke.
Should I put one of those crazy icons on it? Let's see. How do I do that?
One of your nitro icons.
Yeah, one of my super reactions. Here, I'll do a crying laughing one. There we go. Crying.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's like a slime or something. Yeah,
that's to why mop it up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what happens if you guys click on that. Can you click on it to make it a two?
Can I click on it? I can't.
Yeah, look. Click on yeah, it. See, once it's out there, then someone else can click on it. It's just the first time. Just the first time that one person does it.
No.
There you go. Someone else. Oh, someone else. Yeah. Hello, Barley.
If I scroll over it, it's doing it too.
Okay. Hello, Barley. What you doing, buddy?
Buddy, sure, why don't we always talk to our animals like that?
Research shows that they actually respond to it better.
Oh, I see.
Hello.
I never got it, Kathy, until
Mr. Party Cat. Your lucky paw. What you doing, Mr. Lucky Paw? All right. I should probably go. We've been at it for a bit.
What's your plan for tomorrow?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna mow the yard.
Fine. I need to mow as well.
I've been playing with this game that I'm writing. And so I might do a little work on that. But yeah, no big. Like I said, we've had so many days off this week. It's like
apparently we are keeping Tabitha.
Oh boy, you got your pee guards down?
No, I don't know. When we kept her when they first got her, we bought a fence that we could put inside. So I might put that up and make her, but she's much heavier now. I'm not even sure the fence will keep her. I mean, she won't be able to just bust out of it or something, but.
Can you come right here? So Adam can see you? No? Okay.
No.
He knows where the camera is. He's like purposely avoiding it. Like, can he get his tail? There's his tail.
Yeah. The orange one.
Yep. Barley cat. I think Ian was in here.
If it wasn't so hot, I would just like lock her up on the patio.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Auntie Scott wants to know what you're eating after the show tonight. Well, I mean, you brought the snack in with you.
Well, it depends.
We talked about the snack earlier.
It depends. I should be eating a sandwich with one slice of ham on my Sara Lee 45 calorie bread.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
That I weighed out with mustard because there's less calories in mustard. And then some chips that I weighed out before the show.
There's no calories in mustard. It's just vinegar and mustard.
Oh, it's Dijon mustard and there is some calories in it. But, That's what I'm hoping to have.
Yeah.
If I don't like order Grubhub or something, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
Let's see, it's 1:30 in the morning here, so I don't think I could order anything.
You live.
The only thing open that's 24 hours is near me is a Wawa. Oh. so I could go to the Wawa and get a sandwich or a candy bar or something. But I probably won't.
Probably won't.
I probably won't because it's 1:30 in the morning. So, all right. Good night, chat room. It was so nice to have you here tonight. We will be back next Friday night. We appreciate you for being here.
We will. My last show before Norway.
That's right. We'll talk to you next week. All right. We are off.